الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders, brothers in Islam, before starting our talk proper, we'll just mention one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertinent to the day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to the effect that after the Jumu'ah salah, a person who sits in his place and recites the following three surahs 7 times. Kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. These three surahs, we read it 7 times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from all harms until the following Jumu'ah. So a person reads it, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, many Sahaba have narrated this hadith, and they say that we have found it, we have tried it out, and found it to be 100% beneficial. Hazrat Waqi rahmatullahi wa ta'abi, he mentions that we found this to be very, very beneficial, this amal of reading 7 times, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So after the Jummah, after our sunnah salahs, we're reading Ayatul Kursi, a person reads his tasbihat. So we can also inshallah add this here once a week. It will take maybe 3 or 4 minutes, but there are great, great benefits. Just in this month of Ramadan, I met one person, he says, Alhamdulillah, he's making amal on it. And he says, I've already seen the benefit. So then I never have time. He said, I'll explain to you one day how much of benefit I found in reading this wazifa. It depends on the yaqeen of a person also. Conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today people are worried about sicknesses, poverty, all different conditions and halata in people's life. But with the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, a person will be protected till the following Jumu'ah. He will be safe from all kinds of harms by reading these three surahs. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. These ayats of the Quran Sharif, which I have recited, Mawlana Idris Kanelawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. He explained in a bit of detail. But he says, and this Qari Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned, that a natural question which comes to every person in his life, there are three natural questions. This, for example, I came to the masjid now, somebody comes to me, they ask me that, I've seen you in the masjid, you've come here, well, what object have you come here for? Or we come to a certain town, they'll ask you, what object have you come here for? Second question they'll ask you after some while talking to you is, that from where have you come? Which area do you come from? Where have you come from? And finally they'll ask you, where are you going from here? What is your object? Where are you living? When are you leaving this place? And where are you going to after this? So these are three natural questions which comes into the heart of every person. A visitor comes to your town, you see him, you ask him, why have you come here? Where have you come from? And where are you going from here? So our elders mentioned that this is a natural question, but how many of us have thought to ourselves these three same questions for ourselves? Because we are on a journey of life. So where have I come from? What am I doing here in this world? Why have I come here? What is the object of my life? And where eventually am I going to? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right in the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Surah Fatiha, we are asking Allah ta'ala for hidayat and guidance. Then in the first ruku of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you want guidance is the kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are three groups and categories of people, the people of Iman, the people of Kufr and disbelief, and the third group is the munafiq and hypocrites, which we should be very careful of. We should not have these qualities within ourselves. And immediately thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole of mankind. And these three questions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers. That where have we come from? What are we doing in this world? What's the object of life? And where are we eventually going to? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O people, whether you are Muslim, non-Muslim, a munafiq, a hypocrite, every one of you, the object of coming in this world is u'budu rabbakum, to become a servant and a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has created you. Our elders mentioned there was one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once he bought a slave, and he asked the slave, what is your name? She said, whatever you want to give me a name, that's my name. He said, what clothing will you wear? He said, whatever clothing you give me to wear, I'll wear. What food do you like? Whatever food you give me, I will eat. So then this pious person freed the slave and he told him that today you have taught me abadiyat, you have taught me how to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what slavery is, that the person has got no rai, no opinion of his own. But whatever is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the object of coming in this world, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worship means a slave, means 24 hours of the day and night a person must be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Muslim person once was traveling on an airlines. So the air hostess came to him and she offered him some wine. So he said, I'm sorry, I cannot have this wine. But evidently he was sitting in first class, so she came a few times, a couple of times, and she offered him that wine. They drink this here, nobody is seeing you, nobody is watching you. So he said, okay, you know what? Take this wine and we'll give it to the captain. So she told him, I cannot give it to the captain, he's on duty. So then the Muslim person said, I'm also on duty. I'm a Muslim in duty, 24 hours I'm on duty. The call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my duty. So we are as Muslims, not only in the masjid, I'm a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but throughout our life, in my personal life at home, in my private life at home, in my social life with other people I'm meeting, in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole of deen has to come into a person's life. Then a person will be a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, the object of coming in this world is u'budu rabbakum. To worship, to become a servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, creator and sustainer. Then where have we come from? Alladhi khalaqakum. Allah is the one who created you. You have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no big bang and suddenly the whole world came into existence. But Allah is the one who created you. There was no Darwin theory of evolution where man evolved slowly, slowly from a monkey and eventually came into a human being. Right in the beginning of the Quran, Allah says, and throughout the Quran, so many places, if a person studies, Allah says, we created you. Khalaqtu bi yaday. In a special way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ, in a period of 6 days, in some, whatever portion of time there was, Allah ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. It wasn't suddenly there was a bang and everything came into existence perfectly, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself created the heavens and the earth. So in these ayahs, Allah says, خَلَقَكُمْ, Allah created you. And if you think, no, my parents created me, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, those who were before you, Allah created them. You create, your parents created you, then who created your parents? Okay, their parents. But eventually it has to come to a certain place where somebody had to create the first person, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after creating you, what is the object of this ibadah and worship also? Not just to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'allakum tattaqoon. When you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the object of ibadat also is a higher level, is to gain a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tattaqoon, one meaning is to gain a connection, a friendship, a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be the object of a person's worship. O la'allakum tattaquna an-nar, or a person can save himself from the fire of Jahannam. That is why Allah ta'ala has created us, to become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to save himself from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creator and sustainer. So this is why we have come in this world. Allah has mentioned the object of coming in this world in this ayat, ibadat, to become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by means of that, to gain a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person comes in this world, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that many times we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah ta'ala for everything and there's no problem. We even ask Allah ta'ala for things of this world. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah ta'ala for things of the akhirat. And we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says the greatest thing in the world, a person deprives himself, he does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. That I want connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this is the greatest gift which a person can have in this world, the greatest bounty. So this is what a person should actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aspire for. And the object of our life also should be this, that how can I gain a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this ayat, الَّذِي جَعَرَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth for us a carpet where a person can easily walk upon. وَسَمَاءَ بِنَاءً. Allah has made the skies and the heavens for us as a covering. These are all great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has sent down water for us, the rains, by means of which the different crops come out, the fruit a person eats, great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person sees, drinks a glass of water, read Bismillah before that, read Alhamdulillah after that. What bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah has given to us. The fruit which a person is eating, the food which a person is eating. One day a person is deprived in his life of that water, of that food, how a person will go through difficulty. Really, we should make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us take lesson from the countries, other countries, like in, for example, in Syria, in Palestine, in all of these countries, what halat and conditions people are going through. It is the duty of every one of us, if we cannot, physically we cannot be there, but at least daily to make dua for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have that feeling in our hearts for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give me first the tawfiq in all of us, that we physically, maybe we cannot go there, we can send some money there, we can help monetarily, and together with this to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of our hearts. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties Allah has given us. Really, we are very, very weak. Allah is testing those people, but they have got that level of iman. Allah ta'ala is testing them according to their level. We are like small children. We'll fail examinations completely. Allah protect and save us from such kinds of imtihanat where there is no food, 3 days, 4 days. People are waiting long, long lines to try to get some little bit of food also. Difficult conditions. So appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must not happen. Allah snatches these bounties away from us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I have given you all of these bounties, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while knowing all of these things. The only one who is for me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of us will think, we do not take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ulama say, one of the greatest partners, ilahs and gods, a person takes is his own nafs. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. A person, have you seen the person who takes his desires as his god? Whatever I feel like doing, I want to do. I want to follow. I follow my desires. What does the ulama know? What do they know? They're saying all of these things. I cannot understand. I want to follow my logic. I want to follow my understanding. But if a person says, I will follow what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now obviously what the ulama tell us, this is according to what the teachings from Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are. So a person should not use his own logic and own desires also, because this is also a god which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions now, if a person wants to find the right path, how will a person find the path? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you want to become a worshipper and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given the Quran. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ. Allah gives a challenge in the world. They'll bring one kitab, one surah like the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a challenge to show the fruitfulness of the Quran Sharif. That the book a person should follow is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala did not just say follow the book. Allah said, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا, which we sent to our banda and servant, which was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the book of Allah ta'ala cannot be understood without the sunnah tariqah and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was explained to us by the great fuqaha, the great muhaddithin, and in today's time our ulama kiram. No alim takes out any masala from his pocket and he gives it. But whatever he is mentioning is solid. It comes from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person, whichever alim a person has got i'timad and trust him, we hold firm onto that alim, inshallah that person will take us on the right path, and he will guide a person, whether in our business life, whether in our social life, in our private life, in all the matters of our life, and become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered two of these questions. And then the third question which comes now, where eventually am I going to? So Allah ta'ala mentions this in the next ayat of the Quran Sharif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are not prepared to accept the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kitab of Allah, the guidelines which have been sent down by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then fear the fire of Jahannam. Fear the fire of Jahannam. Allati waqooduha an-nas wal hijara u'iddat lil kafirin. The fuel of it is human beings and stones. May Allah protect us from it. And Allah says, it has already been prepared. The fire of Jahannam has been prepared for the kuffar. But wabashshiril ladina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those who have got iman and they do good actions, give them glad tidings. So see, Allah Ta'ala mentions here, those who have got iman, alhamdulillah, all of us have got iman here. But Allah Ta'ala did not confine it only with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do good actions. Included in good actions is abstaining from sins. Disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, give them glad tidings, أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ, that Allah has kept for them jannat. Not only one garden, but beautiful, beautiful gardens. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ, flowing beneath there are rivers. Every human being by nature, he likes a beautiful place, he likes a garden, he likes rivers flowing there. So Allah Ta'ala has kept this. In this world, maybe every one of us cannot afford such a place. Maybe from a far place, we can just see such beautiful gardens, beautiful palaces and beautiful places. But a person maybe cannot own such a place. But in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala has kept it. And really the price of Jannat, Allah has made it very, very simple and very easy. For example, a person in this world, he wants one tree. How much of sacrifice and effort a person needs to build one, to get one tree, to plant it, to make it grow, to put water for it. But a person did, subhanallah, one tree is built for that person in Jannah. Alhamdulillah, one tree is built for a person in Jannah. A person reads the Sunnah Mu'akkadah, 12 rakats every day, 2 rakats before Fajr, four rakats before Zohar, after Maghrib, two rakats, and two rakats after Zohar, two after Maghrib, and two after Isha Salah, the 12 Sunnah Mu'akkadah in the day, Allah Ta'ala will build a palace for that person in Jannah. So 12 minutes, maybe or 12 or 15 minutes a day, a person is giving time and is getting a palace in Jannah. Here in this world, if a person wants, and he goes through, sometimes through haram bonds he takes out from the bank, and 20 years, 30 years, 40 years to build up his house, and by that time how much of defects have come into the house, how much money he has to put in the house again to refurbish the house, to make it right. But a few minutes a day a person is performing his salah, one palace for him is built for him in Jannah. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person is fighting with somebody and he leaves out that fight for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's on the right also. But his Muslim brother is saying, never mind, let me leave it out. One palace is built for him in the middle of Jannah. So simple actions a person does, and Allah is preparing for a person his palaces in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala says, we have got this for you. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. They will be given the different types of fruits. And when a person will see that fruit, and he will say that I was given a fruit something similar to this just now. But when he will taste, every taste will be a different taste compared to the fruit he ate before this year. He ate one banana, now it has one taste. A different taste will come to him. And the third taste will be slightly different also. Different types of fruits and what bounties Allah has kept. And وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ. A man likes a house, he likes beauty, water sports also, and he likes the beautiful food and fruit of Jannah. And together with this, if a person doesn't have a companion, Allah has kept the most beautiful woman, أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ, completely purified, free from every kind of weakness, free from all kinds of moods, and free from every kind of hayd and nifas and blood and filth and any kind of dirt. Where every woman in this world have got all of these things, but in the woman of Jannah will be completely free from that. Even the person whose wife is there in Jannah, inshallah, this world we have a lot of, she's got moods and men have also got their moods, but in Jannah, inshallah, will be completely free from all of that there. And وَهُمْ فِيَا خَالِدُونَ, the greatest bounty is a person will live there forever and forever and forever. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has given a beautiful example. He says, you take this whole masjid and you fill it with bird seeds, and every 1,000 years a bird comes and it just takes one seed away from here and it flies away. So he poses the question that will the seeds ever come to an end? And the answer is yes, definitely it will come to an end. Even though after every 1,000 years a bird is just taking one seed away. He says because those seeds are finite. But akhirat and the life of the year after is infinite, it will never ever come to an end. We cannot imagine, as Imam Abdul Hamid Sadhawan Barakatuh mentions, he says that the life of Jannat is not 50 years or 100 years or 500 years or 1,000 years or 5,000 years or 10,000 years or 100,000 years or 1 million years or 5 million years or 100 million years or 1 billion years. It is forever and forever and forever. A person cannot actually imagine. And for a short while in this world, Allah sent us for a life of 60 or 70 years as an examination to see who is the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will pass his examination. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعْمَلًا. Allah has sent us in this world as an examination. And once the exam comes to an end, then normally, for example, a matric examination they are writing, so people will be prepared to pay 5,000, 10,000 rand for a paper, so that I must get the paper before. But once the paper is written after the 2-3 hours, and you come out now from the paper examination hall, you tell the person, you will buy the paper for me, I'll sell it to you for 10 rand or 20 rand. He says, even for 5 cents, I won't buy the thing from you. It's completely useless now. The same examination paper is taken now and is put in a person's in his hand. He wraps it up and he throws it in the dustbin now, because it has got no value. Similarly, we are living in this world. This is an examination hall. And once this examination, this imtihan is finished, this world has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it had some value, Allah would not have given the kuffar even a drop of water to drink. Really, it has got no value at all. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they came past one dead animal on the ground. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that will any of you people take this animal for 1 dirham? He said, O Nabi of Allah, we won't even take it for free. The thing is dead, it's diseased, its ear is cut off. Small kid also, the ears are not right. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this dunya in the sight of Allah ta'ala has got even less value compared to what you people have got in your heart for this animal. So really this world has got no value at all. It's an examination hall. And for 60 or 70 or 80 years of our life we are living in this world, become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to summarize, there are the three questions. If we continuously ponder about this, why have I come in this world? What's the object of my life? To become a servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where have I come from? I've come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where am I going back? I'm going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's two places, either Jannat or Jahannam. Which place am I preparing for? If a person keeps this in his mind and every morning he makes intention that, Ya Allah, I've come in this world, my object of life is to make you happy, to prepare for Jannah, to save myself from Jahannam. Ulama say, do this daily. It'll take a half a minute or a minute. But eventually when the reality comes into a person's heart, inshallah, this will be enough to change a person's life because he will have direction in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq and ability to always keep in mind our object of our life and not to forget it. Sometimes we become so affected by the things around us, a person forgets the object of life. So our object of life should always be the akhirat, the life of the year after. May Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal. In the beginning of the bayan, we spoke about one amal. After the Jummah Salah, a person who reads these three surahs 7 times. Kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from all harms and evils until the following Jumu'ah. So when Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, after our sunnah salahs, we should try to read these three surahs 7 times each. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.